New Jersey real estate headlines. Camden County Clerk's Office puts property records online for NJ professionals. The Camden County Clerk's Office has made property records from 1978 to present available in an online database that updates nightly. Real estate professionals in NJ can now access Camden County property records remotely rather than visiting the clerk's office in person, speeding up title research and due diligence. Search the database at https://www.camdencounty.com/service/county-clerk/online-property-records/New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. NJ Property Records and GIS tools now free at Ocean County Library locations. Ocean County Library provides free access to statewide New Jersey property records, including ownership and assessment data, historical records from 1989 to present, geo-reference tax maps, zoning maps, property reports, interactive GIS street maps, and FEMA flood zone and wetlands data. Real estate professionals can conduct comprehensive due diligence, verify property details, and assess flood and wetland risks without subscription costs by visiting any Ocean County Library branch. Visit your nearest Ocean County Library location to access these tools at h/theoceancountylibrary.org/node/528. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. NJ Agents, How Commissions Work and Who Pays the Bill. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home sale price, and who covers the cost. NJ agents need clarity on commission structures to set client expectations and navigate evolving industry conversations around compensation. Review the full breakdown to ensure your NJ practice aligns with current commission norms. cle.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent fees commissions/New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. NJ commission rates. What agents need to know about earnings and market trends. A guide from Calibri Real Estate breaks down average real estate commission rates in New Jersey, the factors that affect them, and strategies agents can use to optimize their earnings while staying current on legal changes. For New Jersey agents, understanding commission benchmarks and market dynamics is essential to pricing services competitively and maximizing income in a shifting regulatory environment. Review the full guide at the link below to benchmark your commission strategy against NJ averages. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. Morristown Division of Building and Uniform Construction Code NJ resource for permits. The Town of Morristown's Division of Building and Uniform Construction Code provides building permits, inspections, and code enforcement services. Real estate professionals in NJ need accurate permit and code compliance information to advise clients on property transactions, renovations, and development in Morristown. Visit https://townofmorristown.org/building for permit applications, inspection schedules, and code requirements before closing or construction. New Jersey Real Estate Updates. Warren NJ Building Permits. What real estate pros need to know. The Warren Township website provides information about obtaining building permits. Real estate professionals in NJ need accurate permit information to advise clients on construction timelines, renovation feasibility, and property transaction requirements in Warren. Bookmark warrennj.org/154-building-permits for quick access to Warren Township's building permit resources. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NJ jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context, a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NJ jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.